President Trump announces shakeup at the Kennedy Center. Texas border business, Washington, D.C. In a bold move that has sparked widespread reaction, former President Donald J. Trump announced via Truth Social that he is initiating sweeping changes to the leadership of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Trump declared that he has terminated multiple individuals from the Board of Trustees, including the chairman, in a push to realign the institution with what he calls a golden age in arts and culture. In his statement, Trump criticized past programming at the Kennedy Center, particularly drag performances that he claims were targeted at young audiences, vowing that such shows will stop. He also stated that a new board of trustees will be appointed soon, with himself as the new chairman. The Kennedy Center is an American jewel and must reflect the brightest stars on its stage from all across our nation, Trump wrote. For the Kennedy Center, the best is yet to come. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, commonly called the Kennedy Center, has long been a cornerstone of American cultural expression. Established in 1971, the institution serves as the nation's premier performing arts venue, hosting opera, ballet, symphonies, jazz, theater, and more. It is home to the National Symphony Orchestra, the Washington National Opera, and the Suzanne Farrell Ballet. The Kennedy Center was envisioned as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy, whose passion for the arts was a defining feature of his presidency. Over the decades, the center has championed diverse artistic expressions, including contemporary and experimental performances, leading to both praise and controversy. This latest intervention by Trump suggests a major ideological shift in how the Kennedy Center is governed and what types of performances will be welcomed on its stages. His criticism of drag performances, in particular, signals a more significant cultural battle over traditional versus modern interpretations of the arts. President Trump's Truth Social post. At my direction, we are going to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., great again. I have decided to immediately terminate multiple individuals from the Board of Trustees, including the chairman, who do not share our vision for a golden age in arts and culture. We will soon announce a new board, with an amazing chairman, Donald J. Trump. Just last year, the Kennedy Center featured drag shows specifically targeting our youth. This will stop. The Kennedy Center is an American jewel, and must reflect the brightest stars on its stage from all across our nation. For the Kennedy Center, the best is yet to come. Trump's decision to place himself at the helm of the Kennedy Center's leadership is unprecedented. If formally appointed, he would be the most politically prominent figure ever to lead the institution, which has historically been guided by nonpartisan arts advocates and philanthropists. The Kennedy Center has weathered many political shifts, but Trump's self-appointment as chairman marks a potential turning point. If his plans progress, the Kennedy Center could see significant changes in programming, funding priorities, and artistic vision. As Washington and the arts world await further announcements, one thing is sure. The Kennedy Center's future is now a central stage in America's ongoing cultural and political battles.